Press.
It is noon on January 10th, 2024, and I call to order this session of the Orange County Water District Water Issues Committee. And if you would all please stand with me to follow our Pledge of Allegiance, I'm going to ask John Kennedy to lead us.
Thank you. Please follow me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Madam Clerk, could you conduct a roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
I hope you didn't mind.
Director Yeo. Director Tran. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon. Director Meeks. Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Green, you do have a quorum of your committee.
Mr. Marcus, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you.
This is the time for visitor participation. Chambers or virtually, if you'd like to address the committee at this time. Okay. We'll move on to our consent calendar. We have four items on the consent calendar. Is there anyone who wants to discuss?
I'll move the consent calendar.
I will second.
Roll call, Director Whitaker. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Green. That motion carries 5-0.
Presentation. Roy Herndon. The Alameda Seawater Barrier, 2425 operation.
I'll say good afternoon by 3 minutes. So I thought before I get to the operation and maintenance budget, which is the main reason why I'm here, I'd like to give just a refresher on the Alamitos barrier because it's been a few years and we have a few new people that might not be familiar with it. So this map here that we see shows the two seawater barriers that OCWD. Yes,
sure.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Andre. Appreciate it. Okay, so we see here a map of the locations of the two seawater barriers, the Talbert barrier right here out our back door or front door, and then up on the county line, the Alamitos barrier. And the Alamitos barrier goes back to 1965, so it's about 10 years older than the Talbert barrier. And it's a joint project between Orange County Water District and LA County Public Works. We have a 1964 agreement with LA County. So nothing like a 60-year agreement that's held up. That's a good agreement. And it kind of outlines the ownership and management between the two agencies. So the facilities are about 25,000 feet of pipeline, water supply pipeline to the injection wells, about 58 injection wells, quite a few monitoring wells, over 200. And the ownership between the two agencies is split. So the pipelines, some places are 100% owned by OCWD. Other portions are 100% owned by LA County. And then we have pipelines where it's a 50-50 split. So it's all laid out in the 1964 agreement. There's a joint management committee with the agencies shown here as represented on the committee, OCWD, LA County Public Works. We each get to appoint other interested member agencies who might want to be on the Joint Management Committee. So OCWD has appointed a representative from Golden State Water Company who has historically shown an interest and has nearby wells to the barrier. So they've participated in our semi-annual Joint Management Committee meetings. And then LA County has appointed a representative from Water Replenishment District and City of Long Beach, who also have a very vested interest in the health of that barrier. So we meet a couple of times a year and talk about the performance and status of the barrier. So zooming into the Alamitos Gap area, the black line, it's a little bit hard because it's hidden by the green dots. The green dots represent injection wells, and the black dashed line is the county line, which is also the OCWD boundary. And we could see this barrier starts in Long Beach on the LA County side, follows the county line, basically going north-south for about a mile, and then has a little bit of a leg to the east here into Orange County. So we could see some of the nearby features. You've got Seal Beach Leisure World is just to the east of the barrier, and then of course the some of the harbor area of Long Beach. So this is a interesting barrier. The seawater comes right up to the edge of it. It's not like the Talbot Barrier, where we're fortunate to have the seawater be a mile or two south of us. Whereas the seawater in the groundwater, seawater intrusion, comes up very close to the barrier itself here. It's just the way the hydrogeology works in this area. So it's a very challenging area. We have to kind of keep and maintain those elevations protective at all times. So by drawing a cross section along the barrier, that's what this is to show here. We can see a little bit about the complexity of the aquifer system. So just like the Talbot Barrier, this barrier injects into multiple aquifers that each have the ability to have seawater intrude into them. So we inject into 3 to 4 different aquifer zones with the different injection wells, which are shown in the yellow lines. That's to represent the injection wells. So we have about a mile and a half length that we try to keep the seawater from moving through. And the way we pay for the water, well, I should say, the way we split the O&M costs between the two agencies is based on the proportion of water that we each pay for as far as injection into the barrier. So the way it's laid out in the agreement, the area to the west, those grouping of wells, the furthest west oval shape, LA County pays 100% of the injection that goes into those wells. Then there's a central stretch where it's a 50-50 split, where the two agencies split the cost of the injection that go to those central wells. And then OCWD covers 100% of the cost of the injection of the water that goes into that southerly most leg. And this is all metered, so it's very easy to know how much water goes to which well. So it's all easy to calculate. But that's how it was arranged in the very beginning, and it's worked out very well. It's equitable. And that is also the way the proportion works out for how much of the O&M costs we pay. So if we pay 40% of the water, we pay 40% of the O&M, and it varies from year to year. Maybe some years we pay the water injection is maybe we're 30%. Then our O&M is 30% that year. So it varies from year to year, but it's usually around 35 to 40% is the proportion that OCWD usually covers. Now, where does the water come from that's goes into the barrier? It's a blend of recycled water and imported water. The recycled water is about 2/3 of the total that goes into the barrier, and that's supplied by the Water Replenishment District from its Leo Vanderlands treatment plant. It's a small version of us of the GWRS. So it uses the same treatment processes, microfiltration, RO, and UV peroxide. So it's just a small version. It puts out about 5 MGD. It's designed for 8, but because of water supply limitations, they're typically doing about 5 MGD. So the remainder, the barrier from time to time needs extra water. Like in the summertime, we inject more than 5 MGD, and that's when imported water is brought in to supplement the recycled water. And that's purchased from the city of Long Beach. Now, by agreement, we pay the same price for the recycled water as we do for imported water. So there's no, it doesn't matter to us from a cost standpoint, which we get. They're both good quality. And but that was by agreement. We just said to WRD, we'll pay you the same rate that we would pay in for MWD. So that's how that works. So as far as what goes into the O&M budget each year, what LA County does with the money, it goes to things like injection well redevelopment and maintenance, just to keep same kind of things that we do here at the Talbot Barrier. Any kind of maintenance on the pipelines, the telemetry, the valves, the vault boxes, monitoring wells sometimes need to be redeveloped and pumped out. The data collection is done by LA County. They measure groundwater levels, the chloride concentrations, and they do the data analysis and they prepare an annual report. So all that is what they do to maintain and operate that barrier. And then we share in the costs of doing that. So our budget for proposed for next fiscal year, starting July 1st, is a total of $3,170,000. It's split between OCWD, as I mentioned, our share is about 40% based on the injection water, and LA County share about 60 would be the other 60%. So our share would be about 1.263 million. And that, of course, does not include the cost of purchasing the water. That's a separate cost, and we budget that under our water budget each year. So our recommendation is that board approve the budget for next year for Alamitos, O&M budget of $3.17 million total, and then payment of our share of up to $1.263 million based on a review of invoices. So be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions by committee members or others?
Director Yeo has his hand raised online.
Yes, please, Director Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Whitaker. Roy, thank you. Just out of curiosity, how do we determine how much water is to inject into each of the injection wells? I'm just curious.
Sure. So each well has a meter. First the pipelines have flow meters at different portions of the pipeline. So we know where the water's going to groupings of wells, but then each well itself also has a flow meter. So we're able to know how much each well takes over the year, over the course of time.
Oh, okay, thank you. I guess my question is, do we determine the from the contour of the water level to determine how much is to inject into each, or is just uniformly inject into every single injection well?
Okay, sure. The Alamitos barrier has the same kind of protective elevation process or framework that we use here at the Talbot Barrier, where there are certain groundwater elevations that we want to meet to maintain, prevent seawater from intruding. And so LA County periodically adjusts the flow at all the wells, and they sometimes do it on an individual well basis where they will reduce flow at particular wells if they think the pressures are too high, or if they're too low, they can open up valves and allow more water to go into individual wells. So it's kind of a constant seasonal adjustment because the groundwater levels go up and down seasonally, and it requires us to adjust injection to compensate for that. So So yes, it's the same process that we use here at the Talbot Barrier to adjust injection flows to optimally not inject too much water, but enough to maintain protective elevations.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Anyone else on virtual? General Manager Mark.
Yeah, just a comment. Roy, if you could go back to the slide that shows the barrier and all the well.
Sure.
There we go. Yeah, that one works. Sure. So it's kind of interesting because we did find leakage through this barrier some years ago. I want to say maybe about 15 years ago. Was it that long? So we did see seawater getting through the barrier, past the barrier. And in fact, we then built a project monitoring what was going on. And we added additional injection wells between the existing ones that run kind of north-south. And there's actually a flood control channel there, I think those wells are built along. And then Leisure World is but we do monitor carefully what's going on in this particular barrier. And just as a comment, so it has been in operation for 60 years, but we do closely monitor it where we find we need to modify it somewhat, we take that opportunity to do so to keep the seawater from coming in. And there's a big power plant there, right?
Also, yeah, that's right. The LA Water Power Haynes plant is right next to it. There's another power plant on the other side of the San Gabriel River. So I think there are two power plants there.
I don't know whether your other one shows, but zooming out just to the east of this area is where we're looking at a proposed Sunset Gap project.
Back to that. Yeah, so that would be sort of
tying on to.
And so we're doing a feasibility study right now to look at a new barrier that would go down Westminster and then down Wilson to prevent this intrusion from getting so. Nearby project.
I had a related question or two, just for clarity, for my own clarity on this. You had an earlier slide back up one or two, I think. Yeah, that one, the one we just passed.
Sure.
234 monitoring points and 58 injection wells. Is that what would we be looking at for the Sunset Gap? How many wells do you think would be required?
Well, very, very preliminarily, as far as injection wells, I think we're looking in the neighborhood of like 30, 35 injection wells. That we have a lot of analysis to do, but at the 30,000 foot level, it's in that range of injection wells. Monitoring wells, I'd hate to venture to guess. We need to look at that. I don't think it's going to be 234. I'll say that. A whole lot less.
What is the rough or average distance between wells along this gap, the Alamitos barrier?
In some places, they may only be 100 feet apart. And in other places, you can see up here in near, this is the San Gabriel, you can see the San Gabriel River coming down here north-south. In that area, there's a high density of wells. They're very close together, maybe 100 feet apart from each other. As you get down to the stretch here in Orange County, they may be 500 feet apart, something 400 to 500 feet. And that's what Mike was mentioning is we had some wells that were as much as 1,000 feet apart, which was definitely not enough to hold back seawater. And that's when we built 17 new injection wells along that north-south stretch to basically more closely space those injection wells.
And typically these wells are smaller also.
Yeah, less, they're smaller.
They're pretty small injection wells compared to what we have along Ellis at the Talbot and smaller than what we'll probably be proposing at Sunset.
Exactly.
So they're fairly small, and that's probably why we had They have additional ones, and being sized back 60 years ago, a lot of the underground piping was sized for certain flows, and so it's a smaller barrier.
It injects about a third to a fourth of the amount of water that the Talbot barrier injects. So its total injection is about 6,000 to 7,000 acre feet a year, whereas the Talbot barrier 25,000 to 26,000 acre feet per year. So much smaller barrier. It's really because the aquifers are not as thick and they're not as permeable as the aquifers here in the Talbot Gap. So we don't need to inject as much water, but we need more places to inject it to make sure we're not missing anything. Yep.
And the final bit of curiosity I had is the river itself, the San Gabriel River bed. Does it pose any unique changes in this picket line, or is it pretty much the same?
Well, you're right on there. This is all tidal in this area. So the San Gabriel River, the tidal prism goes inland of the barrier. So we have salt water in the surface, surface water that flows beyond north of the barrier. Thankfully, we're not seeing indications that there's seepage beneath the riverbed into the aquifer system. It may be because it's clogged with mud and silt and isn't permeable, but that's a good thing. If that was a sandy bottom and it was clean all the time, we might have an infiltration problem.
Yeah, that's not usually seen as a good thing for our percolation.
That's right. Here we want a clogged river bottom. Exactly.
Thank you. That kind of explains. I was going to ask a question that as I drive from 405 to the 605 to the 405, there is always water in the river, right? But you explained it. Thank you.
Sea level. Yep. Well, thank you very much. I don't know if we anything else. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair, if it's appropriate, I would make I would move that we approve staff's recommendation.
Yes, thank you for that.
Second.
Moved and seconded. So we'll conduct a roll call on that if there's no further question.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
And motion carries 5-0.
Great. Unanimous. Thanks. So I would direct that we agendize for the January 17th board meeting and approve the Alamitos Barrier 24-25, years 24 through 25, total O&M budget in the amount of $3.170 million. The amount of the district share not to exceed $1,263,000, payable to Los Angeles County Department of Public Works after receipt and review of invoices. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, also our consent calendar. Oh. Yeah, 2 and 4.
Yeah, we already voted. So we'll put those items on consent.
Great, thanks. Anything?
Nothing to report.